News. I'm Mark Remillard. As U.S. military aid for Ukraine is held up in Congress, House Republicans breaking for vacation without taking up a Senate-passed plan, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz says European support for Ukraine continues.
If you count together the spending in Europe, you will find that this is much more than Russia, for instance, is able to spend.
Speaking at the annual Munich Security Conference, Scholz says his country will meet its NATO spending requirements. The latest legal setback for former President Trump coming with a $355 million price tag, a New York judge leveling that fine against Trump after previously finding Trump's financial dealings were fraudulent. One firefighter is dead, nine others hurt after a home explosion Friday night in Virginia. Fire crews called to investigate a gas leak when the home exploded. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin says he won't enter the 2024 election, saying he doesn't want to be a spoiler. This is ABC News. A not-so-great start to a Southern California golf tournament for Tiger Woods.
During the second round of the Genesis Invitational, Tiger Woods pulled out. He hit his tee shot on the seventh hole and then was taken off the course in a golf cart, his head in his hands. The PGA Tour saying he isn't feeling well and had to withdraw. On Thursday, Woods was dealing with back spasms. It was his first start in an official PGA Tour since he withdrew from the Masters in April. In 2021, he was seriously injured at the Genesis Invitational when he crashed the car he was driving. Alex Stone, ABC News.
In a case raising concerns about what some say is lax oversight of Colorado's funeral industry, authorities on Friday say a financially troubled former funeral home owner kept a dead woman's body in a hearse for 2 years at a home where police also say they found the cremated remains of at least 30 people. The remains were found earlier this month during a court-ordered eviction of a house rented by former Apollo funeral home owner Miles Harford. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
It's Black History Month, and civic media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black history story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Converting livestock waste into renewable energy may seem like a good idea at first blush, but digesters cause problems that advocates say need to be addressed. More from Mike Mohn.
Anaerobic digesters create biogas by removing methane from livestock waste. The gas can then be used for electricity, heat, or vehicle fuel. Supporters say the process limits methane from reaching the atmosphere. The USDA's REAP program helps fund these projects on farms in Wisconsin and elsewhere. Andy Olson with the Environmental Law and Policy Center says the jury's still out on the effectiveness of digesters, and he urges the USDA to keep science in mind.
There's how things work on paper, and then there's how things work on the ground. And there's a lot of space in between the two.
Olson says the industry still needs to overcome challenges like methane leaks. Skeptics of this technology say, among other things, federal funding incentivizes farms to expand their operations, creating more nuisance issues for surrounding communities. Still, Olson says the industry should be given time to address the shortcomings. REAP, which stands for Rural Energy for America program, also funds wind and solar projects on farm sites. Olson notes there's been added support from the Inflation Reduction Act to expand outreach and technical assistance as a way to boost interest.
So I'm hoping to see a lot more good energy efficiency projects from them, which is the number one place we should be starting.
Olson says improvements to grain dryers that can help reduce natural gas use and harvesting are another example of energy efficiency efforts. As for digesters, a report from the Wisconsin Office of Energy Innovation says there are 136 operating systems around the state, 34 tied to agriculture. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for a few flurries, otherwise mostly cloudy skies and quite breezy. Gusts up to 25 out of the west. For tonight, breezy with a low near 18 with mostly cloudy skies. Cloudy skies give way to some sunshine on your Saturday afternoon with a high near 31.
It's 8 at our studios.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board, also fielding your phone calls. It is a TGIF Friday, February 16th, 2024, 6 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome to hour 2 of the big program, Mr. Zommers, TGIF.
TGIF?
What's people are asking, what's on your shirt? You know, Mr. Zommers is known for wearing interesting T-shirts. And today, Mr. Zommers?
Yes, today it is a shirt from the Atlantic Brass Quintet Summer Seminar from 2018. I went to Lawrence University. Didn't actually finish my degree because, you know, COVID, doing mute. Right. Turns out playing instruments in a room together when there's a pandemic going on kind of sucks. So right. I decided to table that for a while. But anyway, the trombone professor there, Tim Albright, is part of the Atlantic Brass Quintet. Fantastic ensemble. They run a summer seminar every year. That year it was at Lawrence because it was his first year teaching there. All right. It's a pretty cool shirt.
It's
really
cool
like blocky designs of the different instruments in the brass quintet.
We have a tuba, you have a trombone, a trumpet, a French horn.
And another trumpet.
And another trumpet. All right. Very good. Well done. Very good. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. If you'd like to join us here on the program, want to continue on just a little bit longer in this hour, the main topic for the first hour, and that is that last night, 60 Minutes released a clip of Anderson Cooper interviewing Andrew Hitt. Andrew Hitt from Richland Center, Wisconsin, same hometown as me. Went on to be the chief counsel to former Governor Scott Walker, Republican, particularly during Act 10 and those dark times at the Capitol. Then went on, of course, he's an attorney already, then went on to work for Michael Best law firm here in Madison, well-known, particularly amongst Republicans, and became the chairman of the Wisconsin Republican Party. In fact, he's the immediate past chairman of the Wisconsin Republican Party, and got caught with his political pants down when it was revealed that he was one of the main people, one of the main fake electors who met in the Capitol after the 2020 election that was, in fact, free, fair, as Paul Ryan, former Republican Speaker of the House from Wisconsin, said, Joe Biden won the election, Donald Trump lost the election. And it's come out in deposition since that Andrew Hitt was texting and talking to past and current Republican Party of Wisconsin Executive Director Mark Jefferson, whom I also know. And these texts were revealed. I don't have them in front of me right now, so I'm paraphrasing. But basically, they were saying, why are we doing this? You know, what are they thinking? You know, these guys are wrong. They admitted to one another in what they thought were private texts, Andrew Hitt and Mark Jefferson, that this whole fake electors thing was ridiculous. They knew it was wrong. And yet they did it anyway. And now it comes out in this 60 Minutes clip that we played for you before. Want to play it one more time, Mr. Zomers? Let me know when it's ready. It's ready. That's how good Mr. Zomers is. We'll play it one more time for those of you joining us here in the second hour. This is the clip from 60 Minutes coming up this week with Anderson Cooper and Andrew Hitt.
Beautiful kids, Andrew. Good, good. I'm going to blame you, Andrew, if they don't do it.
Can you imagine the repercussions on myself, my family, if it was me, Andrew Hitt, who prevented Donald Trump from winning Wisconsin?
You're saying you were scared.
It was not a safe time. If my lawyer is right, and the whole reason Trump loses Wisconsin is because of me, I would be scared to death.
Now, we didn't talk about it before, but did you hear that qualifier? And if you're an attorney, or like me, you've worked with attorneys and in a law firm, that qualifier basically is the most important part of that whole clip. Andrew Hitt said, if my attorney is right, quote unquote, if my attorney is right, in other words, I'm not saying this, but my attorney told me this. And boy, if my attorney's right, very cagey by Mr. Hitt. Now look, at the first hour, I said we grew up in the same town. His mom was my babysitter. His dad was my algebra teacher. Know the family well. Andrew Hitt is not intellectually stupid. He's an attorney and a pretty smart one. His specialty is election law. And the fact that he knew what was going on, and quite frankly, this is just my opinion, I think this whole thing with the kind of the whole Scott Walker group, that really close-knit group. Remember, Scott Walker's dad was a Baptist minister. And they kind of wrapped themselves in this very overt, far-right, evangelical Christianity. I was kind of more brought up that your faith was something personal that you shared with people at the appropriate time. But these folks are very overt about it. And they kind of, it becomes kind of cult-ish, basically. And Andrew's mom, and this is totally serious, she was dealing with a health issue. And I personally believe that Andrew Hitt was pulled into all this Walkerism and stuff because his mom wasn't doing well. And they were doing all this, you know, religious stuff. That doesn't excuse what he did. I'm just saying, I think that was part of how he got sucked into it. But he's not intellectually stupid. He knew exactly what he was doing. And before the break, we had a caller call in and ask the question, well, you know, basically, why didn't, if Andrew Hitt's so smart, why didn't he remove himself from this? We are in a dangerous time where fascism truly is creeping into little cat's feet, as our friend likes to say. Also, our friend reminds us that we have to know history. And someone asked us here, a caller before the break, if I knew of any times in pre-World War II where people would stand up to this stuff. Look, I am not a hero, okay? I know that. But I at least was taught and raised well. Have a great mom who used to, as kids, would tell my sister, I use your wisdom. Question things. Does it feel right? I actually had a great United Methodist pastor, Sarah Cheney, who used to drive me crazy sometimes because she knew I was very much into Republican politics, and she would ask me questions that would frustrate me because they challenged me. And it was one of the best things in my life because I think if a person who cares about you, if they challenge you, sometimes you'll come away from that challenge thinking, no, I'm pretty sound in what I believe in. But sometimes you come away thinking, yeah, that doesn't add up even to my own ethos, my own character. So in 2011, when I was in a closed Republican caucus meeting and heard Republican Wisconsin senators start talking about voter suppression bills guised as voter ID bills, and Former State Senator Mary Lozick stood up and told her Republican colleagues behind closed doors, hey, we need to think about what this would mean to places like Milwaukee and the college campuses, close quote. What she meant was, if we get these bills through, it will suppress the vote for black and brown people in Milwaukee and also for young people on college campuses throughout the state, areas that predominantly go Democratic, which will help us, in Mary Lozick's, former Senator Lozick's words, to win elections. It made me physically ill, and it was why I left the Republican Party, because I'm like, look, I didn't sign up for that. I'm not going to be a part of something that is intentionally taking away a fellow American's constitutional right to vote, and that's why I left. That does not make me a hero. I'm just saying, and giving an example, that at least I was raised in a way that gave me common sense to question things. And when it got to that point, I walked away. And that was long before Trump in 2011. Andrew, I can tell you from firsthand experience, was raised in a way where he should have known the same. He should have known better. He chose to ignore those warnings and do what he did on his own volition. But there were heroes to the caller's question prior to World War II. Look, I'm not like my friend who knows history very well as he does, but there's this great site called bestdiplomats.org, bestdiplomats.org. And it reminds us, in the center of occupied Europe, pre-World War II and into World War II, resistance movements developed as a representation of firm persistence. The daring spirit of resistance is embodied in the courageous actions of heroes like Jan Karski, who entered the Warsaw ghettos to witness the Holocaust, or Nancy Wake, who is dubbed the White Mouse for avoiding the Gestapo. The resistance was a tapestry created by people from several countries, including Violet Szabo of the British Special Operations Executive and Jean Moulin, the head of the French Resistance. Their experiences vividly depict resistance to oppression and the tenacity of people who refused to be silent. Their bravery not only protected the values we uphold, but also serve as a timeless reminder that the human spirit can still shine brightly, even during the worst of circumstances. How about Witold Pilek, Polish officer and intelligence operative, willingly agreed to be taken prisoner, and held in Auschwitz to learn more about the concentration camps and planned resistance activities. He recorded the crimes perpetrated there and made escapes possible, giving the Allies crucial intelligence. He persisted in the fight against the Nazi dictatorship after his escape, Witold Pilek. Just a couple of examples. Now, not every person has to be a hero like those people I just mentioned. But the key line there was refusal to be silent. That is why we're here, to give a voice to you. Because together, our voices rise. The truth rises to the top. My granddad, who was a dairy farmer, used to say, don't worry, the cream always rises to the top. And it does. Back with your phone calls after this. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. The All Balls Show for a Friday at the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tahlah Ball Show for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. Next week, going to be a busy one. Have a pre-recorded show on Monday. Mr. Zahmer and I are doing that tomorrow, us. And then Tuesday, the plan is to either be in Wausau, probably Chippewa Falls, do the show there on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, Mr. Zahmer, will bring you live coverage from the 50th annual Birkenbeiner Ski Race from beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin. So looking forward to that. Although because of a lack of snow and the cold temperatures and the El Nino, it's not going to be from Cable to Hayward like it usually is. And we had it all set up because usually this big race finishes right downtown Hayward, about a half a block from where our studios are up there. It would be spectacular. But Mother Nature, global warming have not cooperated. But however, thank goodness the temperatures are at least low enough where they can make snow and then they're going to truck it. They're literally going to truck it in. So there you go. That'll be fantastic.
You got to do what you got to do. The show must go on.
The show must go on. Looking forward to be up at the 50th annual American Birkenbeiner. We'll be up there having reports. Going to be filling in for Pat Kreitlow also from 6 until 8 on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then our show from noon until 3. One more week, noon until 3 for us. And then we go back to 2 hours, noon until 2. And again, Maggie Dawn will be taking over 3 until 4. Or pardon me, 2 until 3. There's too many things going on.
2 until 4.
Thank you. I don't know what I said.
Be noon to 2. She'll be 2 to 4.
I'm just gonna show up when they tell me. I'm gonna start when they tell me, and I'm gonna stop when they tell me.
That works.
That's all I'm gonna do. Invite your calls on a Friday, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Be happy to hear from you on a Friday. Other major story breaking this morning, which we touched on a little bit with our friend Karina, who originally is from Russia. I thought she said this so very well last hour. We'll repeat it for her. That the opposition leader in Russia, Alexei Navalny, has died. Russia claiming that he fell ill after taking a walk, claimed that they tried to revive him and he died. Most experts in Russian relations agree Navalny was murdered by Vladimir Putin. I don't think it's ironic or a coincidence that this happens the same week that Donald Trump gives a speech on the campaign trail as the leading and presumptive nominee for the Republican Party and says he would tell Russia, quote, to do whatever the hell they want, unquote. Also the same week that Republicans in the House of Representatives under Moscow Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, are not able to pass a Ukrainian aid bill that did pass on a bipartisan vote in the United States Senate. And the same week, Putin appears to have murdered Alexei Navalny, the opposition leader, the one person in Russia that Putin actually feared. It's not a coincidence all these things happened in the same week. What is being telegraphed to Vladimir Putin with a wink and a nod, and maybe not even so much as that. I mean, Trump literally said, quote, do whatever the hell you want, unquote. And as Karina, our caller from Milwaukee, our listener from Milwaukee said earlier, as someone who lived there, who grew up there, this is reality. All right. This is reality. This is what Putin does. And this is the type of behavior we can expect under a MAGA dictatorship. I mean, Trump is already talking about going after media outlets if he gets another term. He's already talked about being people's retribution, unquote. He already has said he'll be a dictator, but then qualified it and said, but only on day one. Already talked about on the record pulling out of NATO. I mean, I don't know what more people want from this guy to be more. I mean, he's actually telling us what he's going to do. It's straight out of the Russian playbook, straight out of Putin's playbook. This is what's coming under a second Trump administration if he were to get it. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Dick calling in from Madison. Dick, thanks for calling. We'll see you.
A little off topic, but it's about him as well, I think. Have you seen what's going on with Jim Jordan and this her that put out the thing on Biden?
A little bit, but go ahead.
Yeah, they're going to have a kangaroo court, you know, the House.
Right.
And they're going to interview him. Now, you know as well as I do, that's going to be nothing more than more bashing of the president. And, you know, and here's a guy, Jordan, who couldn't even, when subpoenaed, show up. But he gets to hold this ridiculous thing. I think it's next week already.
Yeah. They talked
about
it.
Call in this guy.
Which I find interesting, Dick, because they've adjourned the House basically for a floor session until the end of March.
But Todd, you know the way they're reacting for a sideshow.
I should say until the end of February. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, but for a sideshow, they'll reopen.
Right.
This is just, you know, it's more of the same. And like you said, I mean, if he were to get in office, I'm sure he'd go after the likes of MSNBC, PBS, shut them down and come up with his version of Pravda or whatever they call it in Russia.
Right. No, I think you're right, Dick. I really appreciate the phone call. No, Dick's absolutely right that this is all being coordinated by Donald Trump. Whatever's happening in the House of Representatives, the Republican side, Mike Johnson, the Speaker, is a well-known acolyte of Donald Trump. And we talked about this yesterday. Within the ranks of the Republican Party, people who have been around for a while are like, wait a minute, what's going on? Remember, Paul Ryan had been the chairman of the Budget Writing Committee, had chaired two committees, new people, when he became Speaker. John Boehner, his predecessor, committee chair, been around for a while, new people. Kevin McCarthy, no one was a more prolific fundraiser for House Republicans than Kevin McCarthy. Had built relationships, had been on committees. This guy, Mike Johnson, he was a backbencher, as they call him. Never chaired a committee, wasn't really known or liked in Congress, was plucked from obscurity by the MAGA Trump faction. And the reason that he became Speaker is because Donald Trump said it was okay. Remember the guy from Minnesota? Trump was like, nope, no, not him. Not going to happen. Same way with the Ukraine bill, the immigration bill. Trump said, no, don't do that because it'll make Democrats and Joe Biden look good in an election year. It is the do-nothing Congress. Do nothing, Derek Van Orden from the 3rd District in Wisconsin, the western side of the state. They don't want to do anything. As Trigvi Olson reminds us, Tommy Thompson's fond of saying, there are two kinds of politicians. Those that want to do and those that want to be. The MAGAs are a bunch of beers. Back on the other side, it's the Todd Lobel Show for Friday.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. As U.S. military aid for Ukraine is held up in Congress, House Republicans breaking for vacation without taking up a Senate-passed plan, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz says European support for Ukraine continues.
If you count together the spending in Europe, you will find that this is much more than Russia, for instance, is able to spend.
Speaking at the annual Munich Security Conference, Scholz says his country will meet its NATO spending requirements. The latest legal setback for former President Trump coming with a $355 million price tag, a New York judge leveling that fine against Trump after previously finding Trump's financial dealings were fraudulent. One firefighter is dead, nine others hurt after a home explosion Friday night in Virginia. Fire crews called to investigate a gas leak when the home exploded. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin says he won't enter the 2024 election, saying he doesn't want to be a spoiler. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
How to get out of a slump. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team trying to rebound after that four-game losing streak. In January, they won 7 out of 8 games and were ranked 6th in the nation. This week, they're 20th. After finally ending a four-game slump with that win over Ohio State, head coach Greg Gard has tried everything.
We'll get out of it. You know, we'll get back. We had a bad week. You know, I thought we played all right against Goodwood. And there were like a few possessions back here or there. A bad half against Nebraska. But, you know, this last past week sucked. Yeah, and we got to play better. We didn't play well. So, get back to playing well, playing how we know we can play, how we have played. You know? So that's the main thing. It's just continue to reinforce, remember who we were and who we have been. And you've been that a lot more than what you've been the past week.
That's the Wisconsin Badgers head coach, Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for a few flurries, otherwise mostly cloudy skies and quite breezy. Gusts up to 25 out of the west. For tonight, breezy with a low near 18 with mostly cloudy skies. Cloudy skies give way to some sunshine on your Saturday afternoon with a high near 31.
It's 8 at our studios.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I
see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome back to the Tallaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Like, great to have you along with us on a Friday, February 16th, 2024, 34 minutes past the hour now of 2 o'clock. It is an incredible, wonderful world, right?
Yeah, generally. I mean, we were talking about how bad the world was before this. And so, of course, I played that.
Well, you know, I mean, but all in all, I mean, you got to be thankful. It's
yes,
like Kira Sabin,
I do agree.
An attitude of gratitude, right? I mean, there are bad things that happen, but, you know, that's fine. Quick reminder, when you will call in, because there are a couple of people calling in, if you block your number or it says, like, you know, unrecognizable or whatever, then, you know, unfortunately, we can't take those calls. We want to know who you are, you understand? So make sure that you're not having your caller block, your name ID block on when you call in. Always a good idea. And just, you know, hang on the line a little bit because Mr. Zommers will get to you. He's a busy guy over there, keeping us on the air and mixing the music. And your phone calls as well. Looking down high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square in the capital city of Madison right now. Lots of people, Mr. Zommers, on the sidewalk. I think there's some events going on, Overture or whatever. I'm not sure.
But yeah, I heard some yelling outside earlier. Yeah. Busy, I don't know what that was about.
Busy day here in Madison. It is 36 past the hour. Let's go to the phone lines. Dave calling in on Madison, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Dave calling in from Madison. Appreciate you calling in, Dave. What's on your mind?
Well, the Navalny thing is definitely on my mind. Woke up today. I saw the headline in the New York Times. This is what Ukraine has in store for it. If Ukraine is defeated, and the Russians, you know, they're nasty. They rape and pillage wherever they go, or at least that's the record thus far for the last 100 years. Yeah, the Republicans definitely. The Democrats used to compete with the Republicans as to, you know, who's the least soft on communism. So it's, you know, really, really a dramatic change. Now you have Donald Trump who's going around saying we're not going to defend 2/3 of our NATO allies, which are the ones that haven't reached the 2% GDP for defense spending on defense thresholds. I mean, yeah, 2/3 of them. You know, there's nothing in the NATO treaty that allows that, and it's not a treaty based on dues. That has nothing to do with it. Threaten to unilaterally abrogate our defense pact that has kept the rules-based Western order going for 75 years or approximately is just horrible. You know, we also have Europe now is talking about they're going to need to defend themselves. So they're talking about nuclear weapons, which would be an absolute proliferation catastrophe. It already is. They're already talking about it. And China's looking at this too.
Right.
And I'll leave it at that.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Really appreciate the call. Dave in Madison, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Download it at your favorite Apple or Android store. Dave brings up a couple of different points, good ones, and it's a good reminder to just remind myself and all of us the stakes that we are looking at here in 2024. And Trygve Olsen, who appears on this program on Wednesdays, who has spent significant time working in Eastern Europe, taking on the Belarusians, taking on the Russians, has been banned by Vladimir Putin because of his work trying to expand democracy in that part of the world. And Trygve has said the reason that we talk about what's happening in Ukraine, amongst others, but one of the main reasons we talk about this, and this comes from a guy who knows the thinking of Vladimir Putin and those around him. Trygve had said that if Vladimir Putin could do what he is doing in Ukraine to places like Pewaukee, or Sparta, or Ashland, or Wausau, or Green Bay, or Madison, or Milwaukee, or Richland Center. He would. And this idea that, well, this is way over there. It's somebody else's problem. Let them worry about it. It's the same thing people thought to a degree before World War II. Well, I mean, it's just a discrepancy with Hitler and those people over in Europe. If we do not stop Vladimir Putin in Ukraine, it will continue. Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, Estonia. And at that point, because of the NATO Treaty, Article 5, we will be sucked into it. And the amount of money that we spend on defense, the amount of money that we're being asked for Ukraine, it's like 5%. Now, what Wisconsinites need to ask themselves, is it better to spend 5% of our overall national defense budget to help Ukraine stop Vladimir Putin? Or should we oppose that, let Putin win his war on Ukraine, and then have the very high probability and risk of getting into a boots-on-the-ground war where Wisconsin men and women will be killed? And to Dave's point, not to mention what could happen with China. I think we all get comfortable, right? And I get it. As somebody who's kind of a political and news nerd, friends of mine say, Todd, I just can't do it. It's too overwhelming. Hung out with some friends of mine recently. They're like, we just don't watch that much news or listen to it because it's too depressing. I get that. That's why we try to bring good stories as well. But we also just can't ignore the realities of what's going on. That's part of the game plan, quite frankly, of Trumpism, is to confuse us, to frustrate us, to get us all riled up. Everybody's a Nazi. Everybody's a fascist. Everybody's attacking democracy. They try to gaslight so that we don't know what the reality is, so we ignore everything. And then they can do their bidding. And that's why it's important to have outlets. I don't say this just because I work for the company. It's important to have outlets like Civic Media who are not controlled by corporate conglomerates so that we can pursue the truth. So we can bring you the facts and let you decide for yourself. One of the facts coming out today, great story in the Washington Post by Philip Bump. Headline, remember the Biden bribe allegation? DOJ now says it was made up. At the beginning of May, Representative James Comer, Republican of Kentucky, and Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican of Iowa, sent a letter to the Department of Justice making a stunning accusation. Evidence existed of, quote, an alleged criminal scheme involving then Vice President Biden and a foreign national relating to the exchange of money for policy decisions, unquote. The letter called on Attorney General Merrick Garland to make the verifiable, valuable evidence public. For several months, Comer in particular publicly pushed for the release of an FBI interview. The interview form documenting the allegation, an allegation provided by the Bureau, to the Bureau rather, by an informant who claimed to have been told about the bribe by a Ukrainian businessman. Grassley slowly leaked out new details from the interview document, such as the claim that there might be a telephone recording of the parties involved in the alleged bribe, including President Biden and his son, Hunter Biden. Eventually, Grassley released the whole document. But now, as being reported by the Washington Post and others, as it turns out, the Justice Department was working on the verifiability of the allegation. And yesterday, it unsealed an indictment. The informant, who alleged that he'd been told about the bribe, had allegedly made the whole thing up.
What? No, no, no. You've got to be kidding. There's no way.
It was a ruse.
There's no way that
it was a lie.
Self-conflicting mess of a story that had no detail at all was made up.
As it turns out, Mr. Zomers, it was. At the outset, the indictment summarizes the action of the FBI informant, a man named Alexander Smirnoff. Also makes a great vodka. Smirnoff, it alleges, transformed his routine and unextraordinary business contacts with Burisma in 2017 and later into bribery allegations against Joe Biden, the presumptive nominee of the two major political parties for president, after expressing his bias against Biden and his candidacy. Burisma, as you may know, is the firm that employed Hunter Biden as a board member, leading to a truly staggering array of political problems for his father. Smirnoff claimed that he spoke to a Burisma founder and had been told about multi-million dollar bribes that had been made to the Bidens. And now it turns out all of it was made up. I mean, this is just stunning. That you could take down a presidential candidate, a man who Republican Lindsey Graham said one of the finest men God ever made, unquote, of Joe Biden. And a son that has admitted he has struggled with addiction and other problems in his life, but has now since cleaned himself up. And I said from the start on this show, if there are legitimate allegations, evidence against any of the Bidens, including President Biden, suss it out, investigate it. And if there are warrant charges, file them and have a day in court. And now, as it turns out, the Justice Department reports that all of the Biden bribe allegations were made up. This is what we're dealing with, you guys. The amount of misinformation, the amount of lies, and the fact you have somebody like Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, a guy who's been around forever. We started off earlier talking about Andrew Hitt, a guy who knows what's going on, was not duped into anything. Chuck Grassley has been around forever. He knows what's going on. And even Chuck Grassley participated in these lies.
I would love to sit down with people like Andrew Hitt, more so Chuck Grassley, other people spreading all these lies, and just be like, okay, listen, I know, as Todd says, as other people say, I may have been born on a weekend, but it wasn't last weekend. I know you weren't either. You're not an idiot. Or if you are, God help you. But come on. Did you think you were doing the right thing? Why did you go along with this? What's wrong with you?
I know. It's astounding. And again, it goes back to this political fear, but also in some cases, physical fear for people's lives. That you either go along with Trumpism, MAGAism, or, I mean, you're on the outs. That's it. There is no middle ground. There's no pragmatic politician for these MAGA people, these politicians, these people at the top. Look what happened to Senator Lankford, Republican of Oklahoma, second most conservative member of the United States Senate by voting record. He had the audacity to co-sponsor an actual immigration bill that would get results. And he's being canceled by his own Republican Party in Oklahoma for having the audacity to reach out and be bipartisan and be pragmatic. The MAGA Republicans are the do-nothing Congress. They only want to be. They don't want to do. Back after this, the Todd Ball Show.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s, time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message at the tone. Cause today I swear I'm not doing anything. I'm gonna kick my
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is a fantastic song. Do you know this one of my favorite songs?
I did not know it was one of your favorite songs.
Bruno Mars.
Very, very good.
It's fantastic. It's a great song. It's a great, like, do-nothing day song. Just chill out.
Or every day if you're if you work in the MAGA caucus.
Have big plans for the weekend, Mr. Zomers?
You know?
I know what you're doing tomorrow.
Yeah, you know what I'm doing tomorrow.
We're recording the show tomorrow, you know, for Monday. Any other plans?
What am I doing? I swear
it's been
I,
one of those kind of weeks, right? Where it's just like I got to take a minute to think about it.
Yeah, I swear I planned something else, but honestly, I don't remember. So I'm banking on the fact that it's something that either I wrote down somewhere or that my roommates are also doing, so that when I get home, they can be like, "What are you doing, Aaron? We have this going on." Because I do not remember.
Well, that's fine. No worries. Coming up next hour, we are filling in the 2 o'clock time slot. This is going to be fantastic. Our crack staff here has come up with a great piece called "When's the Last Time You Went Without Your Cell Phone for a Day?" A day. Can you remember, Mr. Somers?
I can't put a specific date on it, but I know there have been days that I've gone without it. Like, mostly if, let's say I was going up north and going ice fishing. Like, there's no reason to bring your phone out ice fishing. The cold's bad for the battery. And what are you going to do? Take your hands out of your gloves and then you just get frostbite trying to use your phone?
Right.
So that might be the last time, or some other kind of camping thing where I was just like, whatever, and turn off the phone, throw it in the backpack.
I'm going to have to think about this really hard. When's the last day I went an entire day without looking at my cell phone? I will think about it. We're going to talk about that, ask the question, ask for your input as well next hour. So stay tuned for that. Looking forward to that. Also coming up this weekend, don't forget Wisconsin men's basketball. Back on the road at Iowa, hoping for a Frantrum. The coach down there, his name is Fran. Well, his name is Fran.
Right.
He has a very short fuse.
Yes, I remember.
And the best part about any Badger Iowa men's basketball game is seeing if there'll be a Frantrum. I bet there's bets in Vegas, like what quarter will or what half will happen in what point. So looking for a Frantrum as the Iowa Hawkeyes will host our Wisconsin Badgers, tip-off set for 1:15 tomorrow. You can hear it on the Civic Media Radio Network, either in Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, Wisconsin Rapids, or Amory. If you don't live in one of those fine communities, you can stream it on the Civic Media app. Download it at your Apple or Android device and listen in. I always tell people to do it on WRCE News from the Center, Wisconsin Badger Basketball, tomorrow on the Civic Media app at 1:15. It is now 53 minutes past the hour. Time once again for Board Game of the Week.
Welcome back once again for Board Game of the Week.
And allow me to paint a picture for you.
Yeah.
So It's a romantic evening. This is my Valentine's Day special.
Oh, all right.
Board game of the week. It's a romantic evening. You've popped open the wine, candlelit room, and the most romantic thing I can think of is to go and investigate occult rituals, strange disappearances, otherworldly sea monsters,
with
horror.
I have no room to talk here, by the way. But with all due respect, is it any wonder you're single? I mean, I just posed the question. I did not do that. That was him doing it
yes,
to
that
himself.
Was me. No, but no.
And I have no room to talk. I'm single as well. But I'm
no, all sarcasm aside, though, this game, Arkham Horror, the card game. Yes, that's what it's about. It's a spooky game based on, you know, like Cthulhu, all the weird elder gods or whatever, like spooky cult stuff. So if you're not into that, this probably won't get very far. But it's a very fun, deep game that has a campaign. So it's not you sit down and play it once. It's an ongoing story. So you sit down and play it and get another chapter through the story. And so that makes it great for couples because it's two players. And obviously you see each other often enough that you can play it enough times to get through the whole story.
Sure.
So it's a card game. It's what's called a living card game. That means that there is a collection of cards that you buy. You buy the box, maybe an expansion or whatever, and that's it. And then you make decks out of those cards. But you don't have to – like, it's not random. You know what cards you're getting.
Sounds a bit complicated.
It is fairly complicated.
Good. I'm like, is it just me or what?
And each session takes 1 to 2 hours to play usually. So –
all right.
It's a time commitment, but I think that figuring out that puzzle, doing that investigation with your significant other, great bonding experience.
True, absolutely.
And I know some of my friends have done this game as couples, and they've loved it. So right. I'm not just making this up. This is an opinion held by people who are not single as well.
All right, very good.
And it costs about $25, depending on sales. Sometimes maybe it might be 20, might be 30. It really depends. But it's been out for long enough that the price varies, and you can probably find it for $20.
$20-$25 is called?
Arkham Horror, the card game.
God bless you. Today is Board Game of the Week. There you go. Fantastic. All right. Well, a couple minutes now left in this portion of the show. Again, we have a special bonus hour coming up from 2 until 3. One more week of that, Mr. Zombers. We'll be on 3 hours all of next week. And then, of course, coming up on the 26th, Maggie Dawn will take the time slot from 2 until 4. So appreciate all the extra work here the last few days here, Mr. Zombers, doing this third hour.
And from you as well.
Well, it's I mean, you're never going to get a complaint from Toddy when I get to be with folks on the radio for another hour. I mean, it's fun.
It is a fun time.
The best part of the day when you get to be on the air and talk to folks. Listen to folks. So looking forward to our, and again, we're coming up next hour. I'm really looking forward to this. Looking forward to your phone calls as well. When was the last time that you went without your cell phone for a day? We're going to talk about the next hour. Also, going to give you some good news. There's actually some bipartisanship happening in the closing round of the legislative session here a block away. Republicans and Democrats actually are working together. We're going to give you a couple of bills on artificial intelligence and sex trafficking where Republicans and Democrats came together and give you a little good news. Always good to end on a good note. I appreciate everything you've done, Mr. Somers, this week and for all of our listeners as well. I am thankful for sun as I look out the window here and thankful that I'm getting a little bit better health. You, Mr. Somers?
Yeah, me too. Not the health part.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. As the war in Ukraine approaches 2 years, the Ukrainian military's withdrawn